It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so the celeb gossip today is full. Okay, on his New Heights podcast, Travis Kelce was reflecting on becoming the NFL's highest paid tight end.
17.125. Yeah. And I am so freaking thankful. Coach Reed, Big Red, I love you, big guy. And obviously Clark Hunt, man. The Hunt family has been absolutely unbelievable to not only myself and this Kansas City community, but they've just been so generous since I've been here and making it feel like home.
So moving on from that, a lip reader thinks Taylor Swift got annoyed with Travis Kelce when he sang Viva Las Vegas at Patrick Mahomes' charity event. I'm going to guess that she probably got annoyed because he'd probably had too much to drink. Just saying. So I heard Hailey Bieber reportedly asked Justin Bieber for some space, so he got his own place. A source says, quote, he's lost without her? What is happening? While shaking people's hands at the grand opening of James Palace, Newcastle, I don't know where that is, somewhere in northeast England, Prince William was asked by well-wishers how Kate and his children are doing. He said, we're all doing well, thank you. It was kind of hard to hear, but anyway, whatever. Sofia Vergara is on the cover of People Magazine's Beautiful issue. And speaking of beautiful, Cher was on the Jennifer Hudson Show yesterday and gave some simple reasons why she's been dating younger men for many years.
I mean, I'm really shy when I'm not working and kind of shy around men. And the reason I got with young men is because men my age or older, well, now they're all dead, but before, they were always terrified to approach me.
Ah.
And younger men were the only ones that...
They're bold.
Yeah, raised by women like me.
Oh, that's awesome. I love Cher. There's a Johnny Depp Amber Heard joke in The Fall Guy that's rubbing some people the wrong way, and I'm not even going to say it on the air because I don't want to perpetuate that. Judi Dench is an acting legend who's done it all on stage and screen. Pardon me. Dame Judi says she almost never made the transition from theater to film because of a particular director.
Well, I was told that I would never do it. I went for an audition once for a film, and the director, he said, I'm sorry, but he said, no, you haven't got the face for film.
Well, she showed him. Dame Judi Dench is a treasure. Mark Consuelos confessed on their show to his wife, Kelly Ripa, that he kissed another woman during a celebration in Italy for their soccer team.
I laid one on her.
That is incredible. With an open mouth?
Or? Well, I mean, no. It was just a little smooch.
A smooch?
But it was passionate.
Passionate?
Yes.
Is this, did you have an emotional affair?
No.
She's such a good sport. And a dirt alert. Okay, so this one's one of those where, Dan Schneider is suing Investigation Discovery for defamation over their docuseries, Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV.
Working for Dan was like being in an abusive relationship.
Dan's treatment of people on his shows was an open secret.
So my lawyer filed complaints, gender discrimination, hostile work environment, harassment. And it was so devastating.
How safe can any kids be in that environment? There would be even bigger problems down the line with actual pedophiles on set.
Mm-hmm. He says the show falsely implied that he was abusing kids at Nickelodeon. He was, that's it. That's all I got. I can't say anything else. That's your dirt alert. I need to go wash my hands. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Do I even say you're welcome? Ugh.